Long's Auto World. And now, here's your host, Bob Long.
Yes, indeed. Welcome, everybody. Thank you so much for joining us here on the broadcast. And I want to take this moment to welcome a brand new affiliate and an old friend back to this program and back to having yours truly on the airways of KLID in Poplar Bluff, Missouri. My good friend Sonny there. Sonny and I go back many, many years. I mean, years and years ago, she took this program, Auto World, when it was on the former Talk America radio networks. And then in more recent years, she took my Motor Trend show and the follow-up to that, the Motor News Weekly program on another network. And since that other network decided to do something else, and I expanded Auto World, we've been slowly but surely getting all of my former stations back, and I'm so proud to have KLID in Poplar Bluff, Missouri, back with myself, Bob Long, and back with Auto World. So hello to all of the great listeners on KLID, and we invite you to call in. Matter of fact, if you call in from that station today, we're going to give you a very special prize from the folks at the Busted Knuckle Garage, and we'll also throw in some free samples of a product called Wash Drops. The telephone number, write it down if you're new to the program. It's 855-660-4261, 855-660-4261, or via the email, it's bob@autoworldradio.com. Bob@autoworldradio.com. And if you're hearing us on tape delay or if you're listening to us in podcast or archive form and you have a question for any of our guests or a question for yours truly, you can email me anytime, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, and just reference what you listen to and who was the guest or whatever question you might have, and I will be able to figure it out. Bob@autoworldradio.com. In this hour of the broadcast, we're going to pop the hood because we've got a really special lady standing by. She is an ASE certified mechanic. She also has a certification of an EETAS. She owns her own repair facility, so she is in the trenches each and every day. It's down in Fort Myers, Florida. It's called Pam's Motors City, and she is a wonderful contributor here to the show. She also has written a number of books, Car Care for the Clueless. She also is an automotive radio talk show host, and we'll find out about some of her recent moves in that area as we welcome her now to Auto World. Pam Oakes, welcome back to the program. How are you doing?
Fine. Thanks for having me on, Bob.
Well, let's get caught up here. I know you keep expanding your reach. You've got a feature which is being heard on a lot of really great heritage stations, including WBZ AM 1030 in Boston, WINS in New York, and a number of other important places. What are some of those other big stations?
Oh, we are on morning. They listen to us in the morning on KLRD in Dallas and KNX in L.A.
Oh, huge stations. And, of course, I know that you do a show for a really cool venture out in Los Angeles. Tell us all about this internet station that you're hooked up with in L.A.
Oh, yes, it's L.A. Talk Radio, and we're having a blast. We really are. As a matter of fact, another station out there in sunny Southern California, KCAA, they just picked us up, and we did our first show yesterday at 9 a.m. their time.
So bright and early Eastern time, yeah.
Yes, well, we were having lunch here on the East Coast. They're just getting up, so.
That's right.
Here's for that one. It's kind of unique, but having a good time with it, you know, just trying to spread the word about how people can save money on car care.
It's really interesting that our stories are somewhat parallel. I'm a lifelong radio guy. I've been very fortunate to never work in any other field but radio. And in the last 20 years or so, I have melded my other passion, that being automobiles, always been a car nut, so started subscribing to Motor Trend and Car and Driver and the like at the age of 10 and collecting car brochures. I never went on to become a mechanic like you have, but just loved all aspects of automobiles. So back in 92, I started doing automotive radio, and it has become pretty much my sole focus. I do fill in on some other general-type talk shows from time to time, but you also have a similar background, that you started out in the media and then kind of went back to the family business, so to speak.
Yes, I did. You know, I strayed away from the fold there for about 11 years. I was a newspaper reporter and editor, and, you know, my passion for automobiles, it just overcame the writing aspect. And I went back, and I haven't looked back, haven't regretted any moments. I'm just having the time of my life.
That's
very fortunate.
That's great. And as you've pointed out before on other appearances here on the show, this truly is a family business. I mean, not only was your dad involved with repairing vehicles, but your granddad as well.
My grandfather and my great-grandfather. As a matter of fact,
wow.
My great-grandfather gave me my first lesson how to set the choke on his 69th Plymouth, and I still have that car today.
What other cool cars do you have in your collection that you would like to share with us? You don't have to, because I know a lot of people like to keep that information private. But in addition to that 69, what else have you got in your own personal collection?
I kind of keep everything kind of sort of quiet.
Good idea.
And, I'll tell you, you know, some past that I've had. I redid a C3, which was a lot of fun. Did a 63 Chrysler New Yorker.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, looking for another project car here coming up pretty soon. You know, you have your fun cars that you do, and you just, you know, they stay in the garage until the weekend. And, of course, you have your daily drivers that you go back and forth to work in. But those two, the New Yorker and the C3, those were fun. Those were fun to refurbish. They really were.
I can imagine. And for all of our listeners in Florida, and we have a number of stations in the Sunshine State, you have got a repair facility located in Fort Myers. Why don't you give a free plug for your repair facility?
Oh, well, thank you. Yes, it's Pam's Motor City. I started it myself back in 1995. I was a tech, a bottle washer, bookkeeper, service writer, and it's grown today. We're a 12-bay shop, and we've got everybody's ASC-certified automotive technician who works out in the shop, and quite a few masters out there as well. We have all been together, fortunately, for 15, 16 years of those 19 years that we've been on the block here. We just have a wonderful time. It's a great rapport. It really is. It's like family. It is family.
That's wonderful.
It's very enjoyable to go to work. Not too many people can say that.
Oh, you're not kidding. I mean, I think I've seen surveys where 80 to 90% of all people out there listening to us right now are not happy with their job, but they're kind of stuck because you've got to make money in 2014 just to survive, and quite often it's difficult to change careers. And if you put a lot of time into a particular company, sometimes there are many reasons why you stay there. I know my wife used to refer to it as golden handcuffs when before I married her. She worked for a large corporation and encountered a lot of people that really hated being there, but there were too many reasons not to leave than to leave. So anyway, when we come back on the other side, we're going to pop the hood. And that means if you've got a mechanical problem of any type, would like Pam's advice, give us a call, 855-660-4261.
Chances are you'll find somewhere on your road tonight. Seems I always end up driving by.
Great minds think alike. The network for the independent minded. The Genesis Communications Network. GCN.
Do you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or states? Did you miss sending out a prior year return?
The IRS has said they're out to collect now more than ever, and they'll use all means necessary. They legally can and will garnish your wages, take your retirement, and even seize your property. If you're behind on taxes, call the Tax Relief Hotline right now. We can help legally resolve your tax debt. In many cases, you may be allowed to pay less than what you owe. Garnished wages, property seizures, bank levies. The Tax Relief Hotline can put an end to it all. Many of our specialists are former IRS agents. They know the system and how to make it work for you. Don't wait for the IRS to come down on you. Act now so you can resolve your tax debt for potentially much less than what you owe. Call us today at 1-888-340-2780. That's 1-888-340-2780. Call now, 1-888-340-2780.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full-color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
Springtime is saved big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know spring is the time to stock up at herbalhealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for spring specials, including our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia and Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the anti-parasite Intestinal Freedom and Warwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for spring at herbalhealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to herbalhealer.com and click on Spring Specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy.
My pappy said, son, you're going to drive me to drinking if you don't stop driving that hot rod Lincoln.
Giving your radio a broadcasted tune-up. This is Auto World, and your host, Bob Long.
Have you heard the story of the hot rod
race? How do you like that? I am a lifelong radio guy. I should know better, but I'm so excited to have Pam Oakes with us that I was going to say, whether you're driving a hot rod Lincoln or something else, we can help you out via the toll-free line here at 855-660-4261, 855-660-4261, or via the email, bob@autoworldradio.com. And again, we're going to put a premium on our brand new listeners joining us on KLID in Poplar Bluff, Missouri. If you're listening on that great radio station right now, we'll put you at the top of the list, and we'll also give you a free prize. Also, if you're listening in my neck of the woods, my home area, that being Massachusetts, New England, if you're listening on WDIS in Norfolk, Massachusetts, a radio station that I actually worked at many, many years ago when it was different call letters, but very familiar with that from my youth. So give me a call right now at 855-660-4261. Pam Oakes is with us. She is an automotive radio talk show host and author of Car Care for the Clueless, ASC certified mechanic. And Pam, you also hold the distinction of being an EETAS certified technician. What exactly does that stand for?
Oh, I have a degree in electronic engineering technology.
Oh, wow. Very cool. Excellent. You're blinding me with science, to quote Thomas.
Oh, Noble. I don't know about that. You never can learn enough about vehicles, that's for sure. And, you know, when it comes to public's understanding about how their car works under the hood, nobody needs to feel bad that they don't know, they can't understand, because individuals don't realize that there is more science, more technology, more computers underneath the hood and underneath that dash of their vehicle than went up on the Saturn V rockets to the moon.
So true. Let's talk about some cool things that you brought to my attention, and I really love having you on the show because you're in the trenches, as I said a little bit earlier. You've got your own repair shop, and you encounter consumers on a daily basis. Tell us about coupon rip-offs. I understand this is a big problem out there. What's going on, Pam?
Well, you know, you get your mail every afternoon when you get home, and you look through there, and you have these food coupons and dry cleaning coupons, and then you come across these car coupons, and they promise services, percentages off services. They have oil changes for, like, $14.95, $19.95, $24.95, and that's when the consumer needs to put the brakes on, because you have to realize common sense has to kick in and say, can they really change my oil that cheap and still keep the doors open? I mean, you have to think all around about this. And the answer is no. And those of you out there who have taken advantage of this have, I'm sure, also experienced the, oh, Mrs. Smith, Mr. Jones, we just did your $24.95 oil change and your vehicle needs this, this, that, and this. And there is where they make up for that oil change coupon. Because you can't keep the lights on. You can't pay the check. You can't pay the insurance. You can't pay the water bill for $24.95 for a half hour, 45 minutes for a proper oil change.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a shame, but the consumer, using this common sense, being aware of this, you know, they get this grocery list. We had a customer, I always tell everybody, take advantage of those coupons. But when it comes to Mr. Jones, Mr. Smith, you need this, get a second opinion. I had a customer of mine who did that, and they gave her almost $1,200 in a wish list for them, and we went through it. And the only thing that she needed were wiper blades, and that wasn't even included on the list.
Oh, isn't that ironic?
You need to be aware of what you're doing. That second opinion, you know, always get that second opinion at an established, well-reputation shop. You know, another thing, too, is you go in there for that coupon for the oil change, you know, ask for the factory list. There's a factory maintenance list that has been developed by the engineers who made your vehicle. And they have a severe duty and they have a normal duty. Severe duty, if you're in temperatures above 90, below 32, you're in mountainous terrain, stop and go traffic all the time, you pull a trailer or a boat, you could be deemed that you're a severe duty driver. Somebody who's a normal duty driver, they're in between all those ranges. They don't do any of those. And then there's a separate factory list for them, right from the manufacturer. Ask to see that list. You know, I had somebody write me, oh, this past week it was really bizarre, and there's nothing you can do. You feel so helpless, but you can guide them to what they need to do in this process. This gentleman had a vehicle that only had 7,000 miles on it. And somebody told him he needed his brake fluid flushed.
Mm.
No. Mm. No, you don't. So, you know, you get that feeling, that pit in your stomach saying, something's not right here. Definitely react upon that. Even within the first 3 to 5 seconds. Don't second guess yourself. Go with your gut feeling.
So true. And like you say, this is such a great setup for companies. You get the person in there for the really you can't lose deal, and then that's when you find other so-called reasons that the customer needs to spend some real money that you can make up for that lost time for doing that free oil change or that really inexpensive oil change. So buyer beware, consumer beware. That's a great advice, Pam. Our telephone number is 855-660-4261 or bob@autoworldradio.com. Another thing, Pam, that a lot of folks are doing that they should not is topping off the wrong fluids, and that's kind of the tip of the iceberg. Tell us about some of the things that people do that they should not be doing.
Now, this is a moneymaker for the shop as well. People getting involved, popping the hood, and they're not sure. If you're not sure, you don't touch it. You know, I've had many vehicles towed in my shop from individuals and good Samaritans trying to help their buddy out, putting the wrong fluid in the wrong port in the car. Mm-hmm. And we had one, for an example, he was trying to help his buddy out. He mixed the antifreeze. Now, antifreeze nowadays comes in a plethora of different colors, and he mixed the green with a blue antifreeze behind the blue, and he got a jello mold in his coolant.
Oh, wow.
So, you know, you can't mix and match. A lot of people will go over to the Internet, and they'll try to find out what their vehicle takes and everything. You know, that's fine and dandy, but still the Internet can be wrong. It's not like that insurance commercial on TV where everything on the Internet's true. Because you don't know who wrote that script for what belongs in your car. So, you know, best to go back to your owner's manual or ask your technician. Have them show you how to top the fluids off. I mean, it takes a few minutes. There should be no charge for this. If there's a charge for this, you need to find another shop. But, yeah.
When we come back on the other side, we'll continue to talk about the people doing things that they should not with their vehicle. You're listening to Auto World. Here's our number. Keep it handy, 855-660-4261 or bob@autoworldradio.com. Don't go away. We're coming right back.
Not just an alternative to the mainstream media. We're the premier independent talk radio network. We are GCN.
Congratulations. You now own the car of your dreams. Who will you trust, though, to bring your new baby home? Reliable Carriers. The country's largest enclosed auto transport company will load, ship, and deliver your car anywhere in North America. Your car will be handled with care by our unparalleled staff of professionals. GPS tracking, the nation's largest fleet, 24-hour service, and $5 million of insurance on every load means you can relax knowing your car is in excellent hands. From collector and classic cars to daily drivers, Reliable is the name to trust to get your where it needs to go, safely and on time. Visit ReliableCarriers.com to learn more and request a quote. Reliable Carriers. Vehicles taken seriously.
It's hard to imagine when things are going reasonably well just how quickly things can change. But what would it take? Economic collapse, massive crop failure, chemical or biological attack. So many situations could find you in the grocery looking to pick up food for your family only to find that the shelves are empty. There's nothing. Don't let that happen. Act today to make sure that if it ever comes to that, you and your family will be provided for. Visit freezedryguy.com to look at the wide variety of survival foods available. Freeze-dried foods from the Freeze Dry Guy store longer, rehydrate faster, are nutritionally superior to, and taste better than any other long-term storage food available. Visit freezedryguy.com or call toll-free 866-404-3333. 3663. FreezeDryGuy.com.
But we travel so much, and having a fake TV, well, it gives added peace of mind.
Burglars look for houses that appear to be easy targets. But fake TV can fool even professional burglars into thinking someone is home watching television.
As a recent widow living alone, it gives me great peace of mind to set my fake TV near a window and know that passing motorists and pedestrians will think someone is home watching TV when I'm actually away from home.
Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet, just like a light on a timer.
And they're so easy to use. You just plug them in and they're ready to go. Plus, they're so affordable that we have one upstairs and downstairs.
Fake TV is only $29.95 with free shipping. Order your fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
If you're worried about your health and you're tired of the nasty side effects of harsh drugs or antibiotics, then look no further. Supernatural Silver is the answer. Supernatural Silver is a powerful immune system enhancer that can be used every day to help keep you healthy and well with none of those nasty side effects. It's extremely safe for use internally as well as topically. And Supernatural Silver is hundreds of times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver. It is perfect for use in the sinuses, eyes, ears, and on any wound or skin issue. Supernatural Silver is also extremely effective when taken orally and can help fight off bacteria, viruses, and mold that may be overwhelming your immune system. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com, SupernaturalSilver.com, and use the promo code Silver2014 for 20% off of your entire order and give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
Broadcasting from the middle of Corvette Boulevard and Stingray Avenue, this is Auto World with your host, Bob Long.
Thank you so much for joining us here today, and we appreciate you joining us each and every week at this very same time on this very same station. If you're listening to us on a tape delay, if you're listening to us online at GCNlive.com or in podcast form, AutomotiveRadioNetwork.com. If you're listening to us on the telephone, our network provides that as well. We welcome you with open arms. Pam Oakes is with us, and you're in luck because Pam is a real expert. She's an ASC certified technician. She's the owner of a repair shop, Pam's Motor City, down in Fort Myers, Florida. Author of Car Care for the Clueless. Got a great website, the same name, Car Care for the Clueless. And we've been talking about coupon rip-offs, and right now we're finishing up on things that people are doing that they should not be doing. And that's an amazing story that you shared with us, Pam, about mixing the different antifreeze of 2014 together. I mean, back years ago, I mean, all antifreeze was pretty much the same color, but now you've got these different color antifreezes, and you had somebody mix the Honda Blue with an orange one, and it actually turned to Jello. That, I shouldn't laugh, but what a mess. And I would imagine a repairer on something like that. I mean, how would you go about tackling that repair? Is it easy to flush a Jello-like substance out of a cooling system?
Not too well, no. It was pretty time-consuming because we need to make sure that all of that was out there. And, you know, it was taking off some of the components, too, to make sure that that was clean. And, you know, putting a borescope down and looking into orifices that, you know, weren't readily available as well. But you really need to pay attention. And, you know, last resort, read the bottle. You know, take the time out. Just don't scan it. I mean, really read it to make sure. You know, another thing, too, you go into a parts store, the clerk should be able to guide you in the right direction. But then again, you know, normally the clerks in the parts store, they're there to sell you products, and they're not technicians. It's pretty rare to have a technician who actually is ASC certified working in a parts store that works on cars, not ASC certified parts, but actually mechanics of the vehicle. They're there to sell you stuff. So, you know, still read the bottle. another thing, too, that people like to do, they like to self-diagnose rattles and noises and symptoms on the Internet. Again, we go back to you can't believe everything on the Internet despite the commercial. And we ran a real quick test on one of these sites that was sponsored by a parts warehouse and a nationally known parts warehouse. And we put down that a tire was going flat on a car. We put all the symptoms down, you know, pulling in one direction, a little vibration, noise, et cetera, et cetera. They had us replacing steering gear and suspension components on the vehicle. And they never, ever said, did you check the air pressure? You know, you really have to watch. Same thing with the parts store. When they go in there, everybody wants to read the check engine light, and they'll say, oh, we'll do it free. Remember, they're there to sell you parts. We had a customer come in actually this week. She had an Audi. She was, yeah, my car's running really bad. I know the check engine light's on, but that's okay because the parts store said it was a sensor or something like that. Well, you know, you've got dozens and dozens of sensors that actually is underneath that hood. This could be what's causing it to run rough. You know, you have to educate the consumer. So, like I said, there's a lot underneath that hood, and don't feel bad that you don't grasp it because we do this every day, and we go to class every 4, 6, 8 weeks. We're doing updates, and you have to because if you don't, you might as well just lock your toolbox and go home. You have to keep up on this ever-changing technology. So the consumer, they just need to arm themselves with two questions. Why? Why do I need this repair? Show me why. Do the show and tell thing. I love doing show and tell at work. Show me why. And the second one is how. How is this going to affect my vehicle, the performance of my vehicle, and most of all, how is it going to affect my wallet? And, you know, speaking about the affecting your wallet, please, 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 whatever you do, because I've heard all these horror stories, never, ever tell a shop how much you have for your auto repair budget. Because let me tell you, if you sell them, it's $200, that bill's coming in at $199. I have seen this, and it's scary. You know, another thing, too, to protect your wallet is especially, well, corporate is kind of hard to deal with, but if you call a corporate, you can sometimes get refunds that I've heard. But especially the smaller shops, the regional shops, and the mom and pops, they'll sit there and they'll start to do the shop fee and the disposal fee. Well, some disposal fees are mandated by the state. For an example, where we're at in the state of Florida, it's $1 per tire. When you buy a new tire, you're going to pay $1 disposal fee. That goes directly to the state capital. It has nothing to do with the shop. But then you have these ones that have the shop and disposal fee. For an example, a disposal fee on oil. You know, right now, used oil is in high demand. And these companies who pick up the hazardous waste, the hazardous used oil, they're actually paying the shop to pick it up. So wow. Not only are they getting charged on their ticket for the consumer, you know, getting charged with this oil disposal, but the shop's getting it double dipping, and they're getting it from the company. Again, for an example, right now the going rate is for a gallon of used oil, they're paying 95 cents. So really question your shop fees and your disposal fees. We had a consumer go into a dealership for an update. They had a mandated update. They went in there, and it was a freebie update, but they got charged a shop fee for bringing their vehicle in.
Interesting.
And they charged them, I think it was like $15, for them to plug in a scanner underneath their dash and for the two computers to talk to each other to update. This consumer got charged $15 shop fee. For what?
Unbelievable.
You really have to ask. It's all about keeping money in your wallet. You have to ask why and how.
You're not kidding. And so many people are very much intimidated, whether it's in the car purchasing side of the equation or the car repair side of the equation. That's why you need to listen to the advice of Pam Oakes, Car Care for the Clueless. That's the name of her website. And also, she's written several books. How many books have you written so far, Pam?
I've got two, and a third is in the wings, and it's going to be published this year, they said.
Oh, that sounds great.
I'm excited. Yes.
Congratulations on that. Let's talk about another thing that you run into quite often, a little too often, and that's customers making repairs themselves, even though that they have really no idea of what they're doing. And I would imagine, you know, the economy, in my opinion, still is not very good for a lot of folks, and people are looking to save money, but you know, you certainly wouldn't do surgery on yourself, and you shouldn't be doing repairs if you know nothing about it on your vehicle.
You know, you couldn't have said it better. That's very true. And about a week and a half ago, we had a consumer come in. He has a lawn service. He's got his own vehicles, and he's trying to save money because, yes, things are tight. They really are for 99.9%, you know, of the population. It's, you know, we really have to watch our pennies. And he decided that he had a relative who used to be in the business replace the brakes on one of his lawn service trucks. And unfortunately for this individual, he didn't realize, having not worked on them in years and years and years, that in this case they replaced the brake caliper. That's that little device on each wheel that pinches the rotor, that disc, that silver disc to make cars stop, mm-hmm. hydraulic. And there is a left and there's a right side. Well, he mixed them up.
You're kidding. I got to hear more about this when we come back on the other side. Putting brake calipers on the wrong side of the vehicle. And we got a couple of emails for Pam Oakes. You can get in as well. Bob@AutoWorldRadio.com, 855-660-4261. This is Auto World.
Free from the shackles of corporate America, we're the place for independent thinkers. GCN.
If you have a passion for cars, you must join the club, Auto Informant. We are the number one online community for car lovers. It is your one-stop shop for everything to fuel your car interest. Through Auto Informant, you could connect with car clubs, auction houses, classic car dealers, museums, car shows, Concours events, and other car enthusiasts. It is the perfect place for sharing and growing your passion. If you love cars, join the club, get connected, and enjoy the advantages of free membership. www.autoinformant.com.
Is your car more than 5 years old? Has your manufacturer or dealership warranty expired? Every mile you drive, your car is getting closer to needing costly repairs. How will you pay the hundreds, even thousands of dollars needed to get your car back on the road when the inevitable happens? Call the Auto Protection Hotline now. You will speak to a friendly representative that will guide you through setting up a zero-fee coverage plan that is tailored to your needs. There's no obligation. Call 888-833-9257 and put your warranty worries behind you.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com. And be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey Guy.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $33,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $33,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even if I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
And now, back to the show with the highest octanes, Auto World, and your host, Bob Long.
Pam Oakes is our very special guest, Mark, here for the Blue List. She's a noted automotive expert. She's got a feature that airs on many great radio stations around the nation, also her own talk shows. Got a couple of books out there and one in the making, a great website, Car Care for the Clueless. And before the break there, Pam, you were telling us about a customer story, and I love this one, that somebody, you know, not quite knowing what they were doing, they certainly didn't do it intentionally, tried to repair their vehicle and put the brake calipers on the wrong side of the vehicle. Boy, I don't know. From the outside looking in, it seems to me that would be quite difficult to do.
Well, in this case, they both appeared the same, but it's where the bleeder valve is located.
Okay.
It doesn't properly bleed the system. And needless to say, they worked day and night on this, trying to get a solid brake pedal. And in the midst of doing all that, they damaged the master brake cylinder.
Oh, boy.
So that's when it came into the shop.
What started out as a good idea of saving money ended up costing them, no doubt, more money.
Exactly. And, you know, unfortunately, you know, you see this quite often. We had someone come in a few weeks ago, and the radiator, which unfortunately nowadays, of course, they're all plastic, ruptured on him. And he thought, oh, that looks pretty easy. And, well, yes, they are pretty easy to do, but, you know, there's more to do than just replace the radiator. You have to literally burp the system. You have to get all the air out of it. As you introduce air, you have these little air pockets, and it causes all sorts of havoc, overheating, et cetera. And in his case, he didn't realize that. And he was getting these intermittent overheats and then running cool at times. And, of course, you know, his budget being tight, he was doing this repair himself. He kept on driving and trying to figure it out when he could after hours in his driveway or garage at home. Basically, he blew the head gasket.
Oh, boy. What a mess.
So, yeah, that went from, you know, a couple hundred dollars in repairs to well over $1,000 now.
Incredible.
And, you know, the average age of the vehicles on today's roads is over 11 years old. And a lot of these vehicles, you know, like you said, the economy is pretty tight, and they've been purchased used. There's no money owed on them, so it's not like you could just take it down to the salvage yard and get its worth in scrap, you know, the weight of scrap. I don't know if people really realize that a lot of salvage facilities, if it's just, you know, beyond the economic feasibility of the vehicle for the repair, they can take it down to a selected scrapyard, and they will pay for the weight of the car. They just won't give you $25 or $50. they pay for the weight. And right now, locally, where I'm at, the going rate is $12. So, you know, a vehicle this size, you'd probably get around $450, $500.
Interesting.
That's something for people to keep in mind. But, you know, in his case, he owed much more on the vehicle. So he had to repair it. It wasn't, you know, he couldn't just get rid of it. He couldn't trade it in, of course, with it not running. But just, you really need to be aware of what you're getting yourself into when you pop the hood.
So true. Got an email question here from Jeff in New Jersey. He has a 2009 Infiniti G37, and he wants to know about batteries. He says it still has the original battery. What is the normal life of a battery? He's getting a little bit worried.
Well, actually, you know, 5 years, that's pretty good. It's getting down there. It's coming around the corner down the stretch, and you need to just check the signs. For an example, you know, it's a little slower cranking. The car is maybe not just running. Everybody knows the car. Everybody knows its idiosyncrasies, and you feel it's just not doing what it's supposed to. You know, it could be that battery. Another thing, too, is don't do this in your driveway. This is something that needs to be done by a professional. It's not like my great-grandfather's 69 Plymouth. You need to keep the computers alive while you're exchanging batteries out. And there is a device, it's called a Keep Alive, that you literally plug into the ALDL underneath the dash to keep all the systems alive, keep that memory alive. Because in some cases, you disconnect the battery, the security system will lock in, and then you're towing it to the dealership to unlock the security. And they can charge $100, $150 for that while you're trying to save money just to replace the battery. So, you know, in some cases, it's worth having a professional do little things like this because people aren't aware of what's involved in today's cars.
Another email, Frank. This one comes from South Dakota, actually. And Frank has a question about four-wheel alignment. He says he has a Ford Fusion, a 2010, and it's a front-wheel drive variant, and his mechanic is telling him that he needs to have a rear-wheel alignment. He says it's his first front-wheel drive vehicle. Is this something that he should do?
Well, first of all, anytime you get an alignment on any vehicle, even when it was just the steel axle on the back, you know, you always check the thrust. You always want to see how it was traveling, so it didn't dog walk, et cetera, et cetera. But on vehicles like this Ford Fusion, you always check the back, but that doesn't mean that it needs to be aligned in the back. It could be perfectly fine in the back, and you just need to set the front. But when a technician does an alignment on, you know, like this Ford Fusion, that type of vehicle, you are automatically, you have to adjust the rear adjustments first before going to the front of the vehicle, adjusting the camera capture on the front. And like I said, you don't necessarily need to have the back done. Frank needs to make sure that when this is performed, this alignment is performed, that there's a before and after printout. He gets to see what was going on before, the angles, and he needs to see how it's been corrected. And it will say camber, caster, and tone. Now, remember, on most makes and models, the rear alignment will not have caster. They'll just have camber or toe, and sometimes just toe settings for the factory. And a lot of manufacturers, unfortunately, nowadays are making it that you have to put replacement parts in the back to actually get the settings correct. So, they'll have movable settings. It's sad, but that's how they're doing it.
Here's another question which came in from KLID in Poplar Bluff, Missouri, where John needs some advice. He says that he is a person that drives not a whole lot of miles in the course of a year, only 6,000 to 7,000 miles a year, and his present vehicle is a 2012 Toyota Camry. He says he has literally done nothing to the vehicle since it's been new. Is it time for him to start thinking about doing some maintenance?
Well, you know, you should be doing his oil changes as prescribed. You know, and you're in Missouri, if you're in mountainous terrain, you know, you need to have this conversation with your ASC certified tech if you would be considered severe duty or not, especially if you drive it in some stop-and-go traffic. Just because you're not driving it far, are you being harsh on it by, you know, having it sit and idle? Are you letting it sit and idle waiting for the kids to come out of school, for an example, or waiting in line to drop the kids off for school? You know, things like this. This is why you need to have this conversation with your tech. But, you know, it's only a couple of years old, so you may have 14,000 miles on it. The only thing that you'll see on the factory list off the top of my head from memory from doing this every day, you need to be doing your oil changes and your tire rotation. And, again, you need to have that conversation with your tech so you can plan ahead for services for your vehicle. On Toyota, about 30,000, it'll start having quite a few checks and a couple of services. But remember, when you get this list, notice where it says inspect, 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 inspect. It doesn't say to change it out. It just says to inspect. And these are inspections, while they have it up on the list to do the oil change, that you can do them right there. There should be no extra charge. If there is, you need to go to another shop. These are just basic, a professional technician checking this stuff out.
Excellent advice. Pam, why don't we make sure and give out your website address if you'd like to give out the telephone number for Pam's Motor City in Fort Myers, Florida. Be absolutely free to do so. If you want to give out any plugs for your radio shows, go right ahead.
Well, thank you, Bob. I appreciate that. You have any questions, please don't hesitate to email me at carcare4clueless@gmail.com. Our website is carcareforthecluelessall spelled out, .com. Of course, we have Pam's Motor City in Fort Myers. Call me anytime. Our phone number is on our website, PamsMotorCity.net. Definitely, you can tweet me at carcare4clueless. I love Twitter. It's all about saving you guys money.
Absolutely. Thank you, my friend, for sharing an hour with us here today on Auto World.
Thank you.
That's going to do it for this hour of Auto World and this edition. My name is Bob Long. Thank you very much for coming along for the ride.
If you own a business, you need customers, right? Well, your potential customers are listening to this radio program right now, and I can help you reach them. Hi, I'm Matt Brower, a national marketing executive at the radio network responsible for this program. I can help you customize a national radio campaign that fits your budget, large or small, while targeting your specific audience. Call me to learn how radio advertising can make your business more profitable. 877-996-4327, extension 128. That's 877-996-4327, extension 128.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Positive results from satisfied customers of Heart and Body Extract continue to pour into our website, hbextract.com.
This is Al from New Jersey. One day I saw your ad for Heart and Body Extract, and it mentioned that it would help me with angina, so I decided to order. I figure I had nothing to lose.
Heart and Body Extract supplies your body with everything it needs to balance itself and maintain optimal heart and circulatory health with no negative side effects.
I took the formula 3 times a day as directed, and I kid you not, within 4 days, my angina pain was completely gone.
Order HB Extract by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
I could not believe it actually stopped the pain. Heart and Body Extract actually works. This is just an amazing product. Even the numbness in my hands is completely gone.
Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.